Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Aries rising. The full moon lands in your seventh house, the house of partnerships, contracts, and the mirror you didn't ask for. Libra is your opposite sign. That means this lunation is about you in the most uncomfortable way. It's showing you who you become when someone else is in the room. The seed you planted in October was about how you show up with others, not what you want from them, what you're willing to be accountable for. Your ruler Mars is in Pisces in your 12th house. The work that had to happen first was internal. The release of old patterns. The dissolving of what you've been carrying into every connection. Mars in Pisces doesn't fight. It surrenders what no longer belongs. The 7th house harvest is only as real as the 12th house work is honest. Venus in Taurus sits in your 2nd house. Self-worth. Resources. What you value enough to protect. She's asking whether your relationships make you feel more secure in your own skin, or whether they still require you to disappear inside them. Saturn retrograde back into your 12th house to finish what hadn't been fully resolved in the unseen life. The hidden work that identity can't be built on until it's done. Now direct in your 1st house, Saturn is moving into your body, your presence, your visible self. The foundation is clear. What gets built now is yours to own. The fool is the one who kept saying, "I'm working on it," while the other person carried the weight. The one who showed up built something both people can stand in. What the full moon is asking, where did you choose real relationship over the performance of it? Taurus rising, 6th house. The full moon lands in your house of daily work, discipline, health, and the small commitments that accumulate into your life. This is not a glamorous house. This is the house where the seed either grows roots or dries up because you didn't water it. October asks you to plan a new pattern, a routine, a practice, a way of tending to your body or your craft. At this full moon, the scales weigh what your calendar actually look like between then and now. Your ruler Venus is in Taurus in the 1st house, in her domicile, grounded, embodied, at home. This full moon is illuminating your 6th, but its ruler is standing in your body. The harvest is personal, not about recognition, about whether you became the person who could sustain the life you said you wanted. Mars and Mercury and Pisces sit in your 11th house. The community and vision were there. Saturn retrograde back into your 11th house to audit the long-term vision and the people attached to it. Who was real? Who was taking up space? What belonging actually required of you? Now direct in your 12th house, Saturn is moving into the unseen life. The work ahead is private. What gets resolved there will determine what the body can sustain next. The fool kept intending better habits without changing the schedule. The one who showed up built a container and then lived inside it. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually do daily to build the life you said you wanted? Gemini rising, 5th house. House of creativity, joy, romance, and the courage to express yourself without apology. The seed planted in October lived here. What creative risk did you vow to stop putting off? What relationship to your own joy did you declare you would protect? The full moon harvest is not about whether what you made was good. It was about whether it exists. Your ruler Mercury is in Pisces. Your 10th house, fallen, but in the trine to Jupiter and Cancer in the 2nd. The analytical mind you rely on is not your primary resource right now. The path isn't more planning. The path is showing the work to the world and letting the value be determined by how it lands, not how you imagined it would. Venus in Taurus sits in your 12th house, quiet, private, beneath the surface. She's not asking you to perform the joy. She's asking whether you tended to it when no one was watching, whether the creative life stayed alive in the private hours. Saturn retrograde back into your 10th house to complete unfinished business in the public life. What needed to be restructured in the career, the reputation, the external identity before moving forward. Now direct in your 11th house, Saturn is asking who your long-term vision actually belongs to and who belongs inside it. The Fool kept the thing in the notebook, told themselves they'd start when they were ready, treated their own creativity like a hobby instead of a calling. The one who showed up, let the thing be imperfect, and released it anyway. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually make, or did you just keep planning to make it? Cancer rising, 4th house, home, roots, emotional security, and the private life that no one sees but everyone feels. This is ancestral ground. October planted a seed here about what foundational truth you are ready to build on, what family pattern you are ready to stop repeating, what home you are ready to create rather than inherit. Jupiter has been in your first house, expanding you all year, but expansion without a foundation collapses. The work since October was ruining. Your ruler, the moon, is full in your fourth house. The light is on your foundation itself. Jupiter in Cancer in your first house trines Mercury in Pisces in your ninth. Big faith in alignment with surrendered mind. If you did the deep work, the harvest is wisdom. You're not the same person who planted that seed. Venus in Taurus in your 11th house is the reward for internal work done honestly, grounded community, reciprocal friendship, a future that includes other people who can feel the difference in you. Saturn retrograde back into your 9th house to finish what was unresolved in the belief system, the philosophy, the worldview, the larger truth that the foundation has to be built on. Now direct in your 10th house, Saturn is moving into the public life, the career, the reputation, the external structure. What gets built there now has real ground beneath it. The Fool process old family patterns endlessly without changing what the home actually felt like to live in. The one who showed up built a foundation where peace is practiced, not just discussed. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually heal? Or did you just rearrange the furniture in the house that was never quite yours? Leo rising, 3rd house, house of communication, mindset, and the promise you made with your voice. The seed planted in October was about truth telling. Not the clever kind, the kind that costs something. At this full moon, the scales weigh whether the words you've been putting into the world carry actual weight, or whether you still perform in confidence you hadn't earned yet. Your ruler, the sun in Aries in your 9th house, moving into conjunction with Saturn. The self you are becoming is being asked to merge with accountability. Mercury in Pisces in your 8th, trying to Jupiter in your 12th, means the words that matter now come from depth, from what you were afraid to say. The analytical mind has to get out of the way so something real can come through. Venus in Taurus in your 10th house is building something durable in your house of reputation and career. Not from performance, but from accumulated weight of honest communication. Saturn retrograde back into your 8th house to finish what was unresolved in the depths. The shared resources, the intimate power dynamics, the things you couldn't speak plainly about. Now direct in your 10th house, Saturn is moving into philosophy and the larger truth you've been building your voice on. What you say next has to match what you actually believe. The Fool K. kept having deep conversations about change without adjusting how they actually listen or respond. The one who showed up built communication that was both graceful and honest, not one at the expense of the other. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually say? Or did you just keep practicing the speech in your head? Virgo rising, second house, house of money, self-worth, and the tangible proof of what you've been building. The south node has been in your sign. The entire arc has been asking you to release perfectionism as a way of life. The overanalysis, the hesitation, the waiting until conditions were exactly right. The new moon in October planted a seed about what you value enough to act on before you feel fully ready. At this full moon, the scales weigh what's actually in the ground. Your ruler, Mercury, is in Pisces in your 7th house, trine Jupiter in 11th. Your value grows through connection and contribution, not through refinement and isolation. The fallen Mercury is the signal, the mind that kept editing, kept refining, kept waiting, is not the tool this harvest requires. Venus in Taurus in your 9th brings grounded wisdom to your larger vision, but wisdom has to show its work. Saturn retrograde back into your 7th house to complete what was unresolved in partnerships, the contracts, the dynamics, the places where self-worth was negotiated in relationship to others. Now direct in your 8th house, Saturn is moving into shared resources and intimate power. What you know you're worth will be tested and what you're willing to claim. The fool, confused, I'm working on my self-worth with the daily practice of choosing what is real and sustainable, kept telling themselves they needed one more draft before anyone could see it. The one who showed up, offered something into the world and let the world respond. What the full moon is asking, what did you build that proves you trust your own worth? Libra rising, first house, it's in your house, it's on you. This is not about intention, this is about evidence. The version of you standing at this full moon is the flower of the vow you made 6 months ago, or the proof that the vow stayed in the planning stage. The light is on everything. No filters, no projections. It's just the scales. Your ruler, Venus and Taurus in your 8th house. Depth, transformation, shared intimacy. What you've been willing to merge with and what you've been willing to release. You didn't just change on the surface. You were asked to go somewhere real. Mars and Mercury and Pisces in your 6th house. The daily practice was the vehicle, not the grand gestures. The quiet, constant showing up in the ordinary work of the life. Jupiter in Cancer in your 10th house says the public life, the career, the reputation, they've been expanding quietly in the background while you were doing the inner work. Saturn retrograde back into your 6th house to audit the daily life, the routines, the discipline, the health, the practice that either supported the becoming or undermined it quietly every day. Now direct in your 7th house, Saturn is moving into partnership. What you built in private will be tested in relationship. The fool hides behind the aesthetic of growth. The one who showed up became something, not in theory, not in conversation, but in the lived choices of the last 6 months. What the full moon is asking, what part of you is undeniable now? Because you lived it, not because you meant to. Scorpio rising, 12th house, house of what's hidden, what's unresolved, what's been waiting to be released. The 12th house doesn't produce visible fruit. It produces the absence of what was draining you. Patterns dissolving, ghosts losing their grip. October planted a seed here in the dark, and the crop is measured in what's gone. Mars, your traditional ruler, is in Pisces in your 5th house. The warrior became the mystic. Your creative and emotional life requires surrender, not control. Mercury alongside Mars trines Jupiter in your ninth. The mind that wanted to analyze and categorize the release had to learn to trust the process without a map. Venus and Taurus in your seventh house is the evidence in the daylight. What you release in private creates more equitable dynamics in the visible world. If something generally dissolved in the 12th, Venus here shows you what became possible in your closest relationship because of it. Saturn retrograded back into your fifth house to finish what was unresolved in your creative life and joy. The places where surrender was still being confused with defeat. Now direct in your sixth house, Saturn is moving into the daily practice. The discipline that follows the release is the real work. The fool spiritualizes avoidance, uses the language of release without releasing anything, processes endlessly in the shadows, and calls it shadow work. The one who showed up did the unseen labor and let the visible relationship shift because of it. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually let go of? Or did you just get better at carrying it? Sagittarius rising, 11th house, house of community, long-term vision, and the people who are supposed to see you clearly. October asks whether you were building real belonging or just expanding your network. Your ruler Jupiter is in Cancer in your 8th house. Depth, transformation, shared resources. The big faith this year wasn't asking for surface level expansion. It was asking you to be changed by your community, not just celebrated by it. Mercury and Mars in Pisces in your 4th house, the foundation work, the private life, the internal architecture. That's where the community was actually being built from. You can't offer real belonging from a hollow base. The vision had to be rooted in something real before it could hold other people's weight. Venus in Taurus in your 6th house grounds the harvest in daily life. She's not in the 11th with the full moon. She's in your house of routine and practice. The question she's asking is whether the vision and daily life were living in the same body or separately. Saturn retrograde back into your 4th house to finish what was unresolved in the foundation. The private life, the home, the internal architecture that community has to be built on. Now direct in your 5th house, Saturn is moving into the creative life and joy. What you build next has to be something you actually love. The fool keeps the beautiful vision of belonging safely in the realm of intention. The one who showed up built connections that were reciprocal and real, friendships that asked something of them, a future that already had other people's fingerprints on it. What this full moon is asking, who did you grow toward and who did you outgrow? Capricorn rising, 10th house, house of career, reputation, what you built in the visible world. October planted a seed in the most public part of your chart. The question wasn't whether you had the vision. Capricorn always has the vision. The question was whether you were willing to be seen in the process of building it. Before it was finished, before you had proof, it was going to work. Your ruler Saturn is now directing your 4th house. The internal architecture review is complete. Saturn's movement says the foundation either held or it didn't. And the external world is about to show you which one. Mars and Mercury and Pisces in your 3rd. The words you've been putting out, the daily communication, the conversations. That's been building something in your reputation whether you've been paying attention or not. Venus in Taurus in your 5th house says the work doesn't have to be joyless to be serious. If you took the creative risk, stepped into visibility you were avoiding, stopped waiting for permission, Venus here is the signature of someone who built something they actually love, not just something impressive. Saturn retrograde back into the 3rd house to finish what was unresolved in the communication. The words, the mindset, the daily output that reputation gets built from quietly over time. Now direct in your 4th house. The foundation is the focus. What the public life stands on is being set. The fool keeps getting ready. One more credential, one more draft, one more year before the world is allowed to see. The one who showed up stepped into the visibility before they felt ready and built the confidence through the doing, not before it. What the full moon is asking, what did you actually build in the world? Or did you just keep getting ready to build it? Aquarius rising, ninth house, house of belief, expansion, and the philosophies that shape how you live. October asks you to commit to the truth rather than just entertain it. Aquarius rising, can you hold the belief at arm's length indefinitely? Studying it, relating it to every system, never letting it reorganize the life. The seed planted here was a vow to let something you know to be true actually change how you move. Your ruler Saturn is direct in the third house, demanding what you say matches what you do. Uranus and Taurus in your fourth house has been destabilizing the foundation, the home, the private life, the root system, and the belief that survived that disruption is the one worth keeping. Mercury and Mars in Pisces in the second house, the beliefs had to meet the values, had to reach into the material life, had to change what you were willing to invest in and protect. Venus and Taurus in the fourth house is grounding the entire expansion in the home, the body, the foundation. She's not asking about the philosophy in abstract. She's asking what changed at the root level. Saturn retrograded back into your second house to finish what was unresolved in values and self-worth. The material life, the resources, what you've been actually willing to stand behind when the belief gets expensive. Now direct in the third house, Saturn is moving into communication. What you say next has to be built on what you actually did. The fool collects the insight, shares it widely, and lives exactly as before. The one who showed up and let the belief reshape something tangible, a relationship, a practice, a daily rhythm, a direction, not just a worldview, a life. What the full moon is asking, what belief did you turn into a lived reality? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact, you can leave me a message there. I would appreciate it if you like, share, follow. I am Astrology Readings. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to I Am Astrology Readings. Hit booking. There's a link below. Hit booking there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, if you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.